Waste. Section 3. Hazardous waste. Many of the products we use today, from laundry soap to computers, are produced in modern factories that use thousands of chemicals. Some of these chemicals make up parts of the products, while other chemicals are used as cleaners or for generating electricity for the factories. Large quantities of the chemicals used are often left over as waste. Many of these chemicals are classified as hazardous waste, which is any waste that is a risk to the health of humans or other living things. Types of hazardous waste. Hazardous wastes may be solids, liquids, or gases. Hazardous wastes often contain toxic, corrosive, or explosive materials. Some examples of hazardous wastes include substances such as cleansers used to disinfect surfaces or lubricants used to help machines run smoothly. More examples of hazardous wastes are listed in Table 3. The methods used to dispose of hazardous wastes often are not as carefully planned as the manufacturing processes that produced them. One case of hazardous waste disposal that had horrifying results occurred at Love Canal in Niagara Falls, New York. At Love Canal, homes and a school were built on land that a chemical company had used as a site to dump toxic waste. Problems started when the toxic waste began to leak from the site. The events at Love Canal shocked people into paying more attention to how hazardous wastes were being disposed of and stored throughout the United States. In other places throughout the country, improperly stored or discarded wastes, such as those shown in Figure 14, were leaking into the air, soil, and groundwater. Federal laws were passed to clean up old waste sites and regulate future waste disposal. Resource Conservation and Recovery Act. The Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, or RCRA, requires producers of hazardous waste to keep records of how their wastes are handled from the time the wastes are made to the time the wastes are placed in an approved disposal facility. If the wastes cause a problem in the future, the producer is legally responsible for the problem. RCRA also requires all hazardous waste treatment and disposal facilities to be built and operated according to standards that are designed to prevent the facilities from polluting the environment. The Superfund Act. Because the safe disposal of hazardous wastes is expensive, companies that produce hazardous wastes may be tempted to illegally dump them to save money. In 1980, the U.S. Congress passed the Comprehensive Environmental Response, Compensation, and Liability Act, more commonly known as the Superfund Act. The Superfund Act gave the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, the right to sue the owners of hazardous waste sites who had illegally dumped waste. Also, the EPA gained the right to force the owners to pay for the cleanup. The Superfund Act also created a fund of money to pay for cleaning up abandoned hazardous waste sites. Cleaning up improperly discarded waste is difficult and extremely expensive. At Love Canal alone, $275 million was spent to put a clay cap on the site, to install a drainage system and treatment plant to handle the leaking wastes, and to relocate the residents. More than 20 years after Love Canal was evacuated, many Superfund sites still needed to be cleaned up, as shown in Figure 15. As of 2001, cleanup had been completed at only 75 of the roughly 1,200 approved or proposed Superfund sites. Hazardous waste management. Each year, the United States produces about 252 million metric tons of hazardous waste, and this amount is growing. It is difficult to guarantee that the disposal techniques used today will not eventually pollute our air, food, or water. Preventing hazardous waste. One way to prevent hazardous waste is to produce less of it. In recent years, many manufacturers have discovered that they can redesign manufacturing methods to produce less or no hazardous waste. For example, some manufacturers who used chemicals to clean metal parts of machines have discovered that they can use tiny plastic beads instead. The beads act like a sandblaster to clean the parts, can be reused several times, and are not hazardous when disposed of. Often, such techniques save the manufacturers money by cutting the cost of materials, as well as in cutting the cost of waste disposal. Another way to deal with hazardous waste is to find a way to reuse it. In the United States, companies often work together to reduce waste. For example, a company that once would have thrown away a cleaning solvent after one use may instead sell it to another company that has a use for it. Conversion into non-hazardous substances. Some types of wastes can be treated with chemicals to make the wastes less hazardous. For example, lime, which is a base, can be added to acids to neutralize them. A base is a compound that can also react with acids to convert acids into salts, which are less harmful to the environment. Also, cyanides, which are extremely poisonous compounds, can be combined with oxygen to form carbon dioxide and nitrogen. In other cases, wastes can be treated biologically. Sludge from petroleum refineries, for example, may be converted by soil bacteria into less harmful substances. Land disposal. Most of the hazardous waste produced in the United States is disposed of on land. One land disposal facility, illustrated in Figure 17, is called deep well injection. During deep well injection, wastes are pumped deep into the ground, where they are absorbed into a dry layer of rock below the level of groundwater. After the wastes are buried below the level of groundwater, the wastes are covered with cement to prevent contamination of the groundwater. Another common land disposal facility is a surface impoundment, which is basically a pond that has a sealed bottom. The wastes accumulate and settle to the bottom of the pond, while water evaporates from the pond and leaves room to add more wastes. Hazardous wastes in concentrated or solid form are often put in barrels and buried in landfills. Hazardous waste landfills are similar to those used for ordinary solid waste, but these landfills have extra safety precautions to prevent leakage. In theory, if all of these facilities are properly designed and built, they should provide safe ways to dispose of hazardous wastes. However, if they are not properly maintained, they can develop leaks that may result in contamination of the air, soil, or groundwater. Biologically treating hazardous waste. Some hazardous wastes can be absorbed or broken down, or their toxicity can be reduced when they are treated with biological and chemical agents. Certain bacteria can be used to clean up an area in the environment that has been contaminated with hazardous substances, such as crude oil, PCBs, and cyanide. Scientists can grow bacteria in a lab and apply the bacteria to a contaminated area in the environment to break down the hazardous substances. Plants that absorb heavy metals can also be planted in contaminated areas. As shown in Figure 18, chemicals can be used to neutralize and absorb hazardous wastes. Incinerating hazardous waste. Some hazardous wastes are disposed of by burning, often in specially designed incinerators. Incinerators can be a safe way to dispose of waste, but they have several problems. Incineration is generally the most expensive form of waste disposal, because they require a lot of energy to operate. Incinerators also need pollution control devices and need to be carefully monitored so that hazardous gases and particles are not released into the air. Also, after hazardous waste is incinerated, the leftover ash needs to be buried. This ash is usually buried in a hazardous waste landfill. When we put hazardous waste into disposal facilities for long-term storage, the wastes do not disappear. Instead, they must be closely monitored. For example, disposal of radioactive wastes from nuclear reactors is an especially difficult storage problem. The only way to make the radioactive wastes non-hazardous is to let them sit for thousands of years until the radioactivity decreases to safe levels. Therefore, engineers and geologists search for disposal sites that probably will not be damaged by movements of the Earth for thousands of years. Exporting hazardous waste. Until recently, only local laws regulated waste disposal in the United States. Companies would often get rid of hazardous wastes by sending them to landfills in other states, especially the less populated southern states. In the 1980s, as southern populations grew, these southern states began to refuse hazardous wastes from other states. Hazardous wastes are also exported through international trade agreements. Some hazardous wastes are exported to other countries because there may be a facility in another country that specializes in treating, disposing of, or recycling a particular hazardous waste. Hazardous wastes at home. You may think of hazardous waste management as a problem that only big industries face. However, everyday household products can also create hazardous waste. Chemicals, including house paint, pesticides, and batteries, all create hazardous waste and are used in homes, schools, and businesses. Additional hazardous household products are listed in Table 4. Hazardous materials poured down the drain or put in the trash end up in solid waste landfills. These hazardous wastes should instead be disposed of in a specially designed hazardous waste landfill. Disposing of household hazardous waste. To make sure that household hazardous waste is disposed of properly, more and more cities around the country have begun to provide collection for household hazardous waste. Some cities collect materials only once or twice a year, while other cities have permanent facilities where residents can drop off hazardous waste. Trained workers sort the hazardous materials and send some materials for recycling and pack other materials into barrels for disposal. Used batteries and motor oil are recycled. Paint may be blended and used for city park maintenance or to clean up graffiti. Motor oil. If you have ever changed the oil in your car yourself, you have probably wondered what to do with the old, dirty oil. It is illegal to pour it on the ground or throw it in the trash. But you may be surprised to find out that people in the United States throw away about 700 million liters or 185 million gallons of used motor oil every year. This amount does not include the oil disposed of by service stations and automobile repair shops. So, what can people do with the oil? One option is to take it to an automobile service station, where it will be turned in for recycling. Some cities have designated oil collection receptacles, as shown in Figure 19. These cities recycle the used oil turned in by citizens. If you do not know what services your community provides, you can call your local city government and find out. You've reached the end of this chapter. Before moving on, review the main points of the section by reading the summary. Then take some time to demonstrate what you've learned by answering the review questions. Your teacher may want you to apply your knowledge by completing the lab exercise on the following pages. The chapter review and standardized test preparation will give you additional practice using what you've learned.